I'm Duarte Geraldino. You're listening to The Takeaway. On Tuesday, the Trump administration announced a proposal for an $850 billion stimulus package, which still needs congressional approval. All of that money would be earmarked for the hotel industry, the airline industry, and you.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. And what we've heard from hardworking Americans, many companies have now shut down, whether it's bars or restaurants. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
That's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. This week, he said President Trump directed him to carry out this measure. Earlier this week, the House passed another bill which includes provisions for paid sick leave, unemployment insurance, money for nutrition services, and other benefits to workers. The House bill deals with far less money, only about $100 billion. Kate Davison is an economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She's here to help us understand what these packages could actually mean for you if they pass. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
So there are some changes being made to the House package on paid sick leave that were made earlier this week. When it comes to paid sick leave, how does this latest version differ from the initial bill?
Well, they took some steps on Monday to scale some of the provisions back from the initial bill. So the bill would provide 2 weeks of paid sick leave. And the way that's set up is employers would get a tax credit when they file their taxes. So essentially, it would require businesses to just keep paying workers. What they scaled back, though, was the extended leave. It would provide an additional 10 weeks of paid leave at two-thirds of your pay under the Family and Medical Leave Act. And that was originally for anyone who was homesick or home caring for an ill family member, and also for people who had to be home because their kids' daycare or school was closed. They scaled that back, so now it only applies, those extra 10 weeks is only for people who are home with kids whose daycares or schools have closed. So the initial version would have represented a big sort of expansion of FMLA, but there was a lot of pushback from businesses. And so I think in order to move this bill through the Republican-controlled Senate, that was a compromise that was made at some point over the weekend, and the House voted on it Monday night.
Considering how vulnerable healthcare workers are to infection, why are they going to be excluded from those provisions?
Right. I mean, that's a good point. The healthcare workers, too, that was another another change that I didn't mention. They now, there's going to be a rule. The labor secretary has discretion to implement this rule that they also could be considered excluded. And part of that was businesses were worried, businesses that run, you know, assisted living facilities and nursing homes, places where there are seniors who are more vulnerable. There was this concern that if everyone took these paid leave provisions and stayed home with their kids, there wouldn't be enough workers to support those businesses. And so they included those exemptions. And on the one hand, you can, I guess, kind of understand that argument that you don't want to be without those workers. On the other hand, the point of these provisions are to make sure that people, if they are feeling sick, have that time, you know, that they're able to stay home and not spread the infection. So Speaker Nancy Pelosi came out with a statement yesterday saying that she wanted to try to restore some of those provisions in subsequent packages. So we might see that they try to make that, you know, bring that provision back in a future bill.
Earlier you mentioned that if someone gets this paid sick leave, they would get two-thirds of their pay. Is that money then taxed, or is that tax-free?
My understanding is that you know, that's still income that will be taxed normally. Separately, though, they are talking now about a bigger, broader stimulus package where they would be sending checks to individuals. And I'm not 100% sure of the tax implications of that, but it would definitely provide, I think people see that as perhaps more effective than something like a payroll tax cut that would be spread out over your paychecks. Sending a direct check for, say, $1,000 or perhaps even more than that per person is designed to really be more of a buffer against, you know, potential shocks. If you're not able to work, say if you're a contract worker where you're not getting this paid sick leave, it would help people like that.
Would these be one-time checks or would these be monthly checks?
This would be a one-time payment, and officials are still sort of working out the details. The White House just yesterday announced that this is something that they're looking at, which is quite a turnaround from a week or 2 weeks ago where, you know, I was talking to people in the administration who said, no, we're really not at that point. We really don't think that that's necessary. It's better to target the aid at people who really need it, like people who are sick and are missing work. And now they're looking at something much more comprehensive, and it's possible they could do it in waves. So they've said that they might do an initial $250 billion of checks, and that there might be some means testing to that. So it might not go to everyone. You know, they wouldn't send them to millionaires and billionaires, obviously. But I think that the goal is to send them as widely as possible.
Any sense of how it might impact lower income Americans?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is another reason why is that these checks are designed to be more beneficial for lower income Americans. So if they did a payroll tax, for example, and that tax, which is 12.4%, went to zero, a person who makes $100,000 is going to benefit a lot more than that. You know, that's a larger that share of their income is a bigger dollar figure than someone who makes, you know, $25,000 or $30,000. Whereas if everyone gets a check for $1,000, it's the same amount for everyone, that's going to have a bigger benefit on lower income individuals. So that's another part of the reason there is it could be potentially helpful for people who are more vulnerable.
Kate, are any industries in particular being prioritized in the Trump administration's $850 billion package?
Yes, it seems so far the airlines are definitely an industry that the president, his Treasury Secretary, and others have singled out because obviously a lot of people are not flying right now. Their business has really dropped off, and they've expressed concern that they could be insolvent in several months if they don't get help from the government. And officials have said, we want to make sure that people are still able to travel domestically. That's why this is a priority. And so their argument is, these aren't bailouts. Airlines also employ a lot of workers. And so we want to extend help to them. So right now, there's about $50 billion that they're targeting. None of this is set in stone yet, but this is their proposal. But they have also said that they intend to try to target some aid for other businesses in that, like hospitality industry, hotels, cruise lines. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a big push by restaurants as well. I mean, obviously, a lot of businesses in the economy, almost every business is affected by this. So for right now, definitely a push for airlines, but I think that we'll see more to come.
Kate Davidson is an economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Kate, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.